The Fish and Wildlife Service may soon add more than 24 rare plants and animals to the federal endangered species list. The service has refused to even consider new listings since last fall, arguing that they didn't have enough money to make additions. Well, now they do, thanks to a deal that's just been cut with what may be the country's most litigious environmental group. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
When the future of a rare plant or animal is in doubt, nobody goes to court faster than the Center for Biological Diversity. Executive Director Kieran Suckling says his group has sued the federal government 75 times in recent years, losing only once. As a result, on dozens of occasions, the federal government has been ordered to spend more money and more time protecting particular endangered species. Gary Fraser, a spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says the Federal Endangered Species Program has essentially been run by court order for the last several years, which is very bad news for species that haven't yet been named in lawsuits.
We lived with a budget just like every household in the country, and the budget that we had had to be committed to complying with court orders and the terms of court orders and settlement agreements, and we just did not have the funds to be able to do everything that needed to be done.
The rare plants and animals that need the most attention are probably the ones that don't get any federal protection right now because they haven't yet made the federal endangered species list. These are the more than 200 so-called candidate species. Until this week, few of these plants and animals appeared to have much hope, thanks partly to the court orders that directed money elsewhere. But Fraser says he hopes to see a lot of movement soon, thanks to a surprising agreement with the Center for Biological Diversity. Hammered out in quiet talks that have been going on for months now, the deal would allow the Fish and Wildlife Service to miss a few of those court-ordered deadlines, which could save it time and millions of dollars. Fraser says this is what they'll get in return.
This agreement basically gives us the latitude to take actions that will be of greater biological benefit for a number of species. So it breaks that logjam.
A few of the species in question here are relatively well known, like the western coastal cutthroat trout and the California island fox, but others are utterly obscure. Kieran Suckling of the Center for Biodiversity says the list of candidates includes Missouri's Tumbling Creek cave snail and California's Buena Vista Lake ornate shrew. Suckling says he expects to see at least 20 new species on the official list by the end of the year. He also says he's quite surprised to see the Bush administration agree to cut this kind of a protection deal.
Because I'll tell you, if the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Center for Biological Diversity can get together to protect endangered species, then there's hope for Bosnia.
Skeptics on both sides are already predicting that this agreement will crater when it comes time to make the biggest and most controversial listing decisions. Suckling of the Center for Biodiversity thinks those skeptics will be proven wrong. But he also thinks Congress could help ensure this outcome by increasing funding for endangered species protection from its current level of less than $10 million a year. He says the Fish and Wildlife Service has estimated that it will take $120 million a year to resolve the country's endangered species problems.
Ultimately, this is just triage, and it's Congress who can resolve this matter permanently by simply upping the budget to $120 million, which, you know, compared to the current tax cut, is chump change.
This agreement requires the approval of several federal judges. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.